Greetings. This is KDRT 95.7 FM in Davis, California. This is Cowboy Tracks, and I'm your host, Nancy Flagg, bringing you 1 hour of Western music and cowboy poetry. We're on Fridays at 1 p.m. with a repeat on Thursday nights at 9. You can also look at some recent archives at kdrt.org. Okay, today's show is called Cowboy Breakfast. It's all songs and spoken word creating a portrait of food in the Old and the New West. It's a fun show today, and don't be surprised if you come away with a powerful hankering for real strong coffee and some biscuits with gravy.
If you want to ride high in the saddle, rope and wrangle till the sun goes down, you better pour yourself a strong cup of coffee, get you another round. Don't want no cream or sugar, go light on the chicory. Yippee-ki-yay, yippee-ki-yo, cowboy coffee. Cowboy coffee,
cowboy coffee,
two fistfuls to the pop.
Cowboy coffee,
think I'll have another shot. Putting the Mac up in the saddle, heading around, those doggies up. Yippee-ki-yay, yippee-ki-yo, cowboy coffee. You can pitch a horseshoe in it, if that shoe should sing. Then let it brew a little longer, it can't fit the drain. Guaranteed to fold a pistol, killed my old horse Cherokee. Yippee-ki-yay, yippee-ki-yo, cowboy coffee.
Everybody!
Cowboy coffee,
cowboy coffee,
two fistfuls to the pot.
Cowboy coffee,
think I'll have another shot. Put your bag up in the saddle, hit the round, those doggies up. Yippee-ki-yay, yippee-ki-yo, cowboy coffee. One more cup, Joe.
That's right.
Our buckles flying angels on a bright blue coffee can. The aroma of the Ariosa down around that old cow can. It's a little brown bean, the one the West is known fact of history. Yippee-ki-yay, yippee-ki-yo, cowboy coffee.
One more time.
Cowboy coffee,
cowboy coffee,
two fistfuls to the pot.
Cowboy coffee,
think I'll have another shot. Put your jingle back in your jangle, buckaroos and buckaree. Yippee-ki-yay, yippee-ki-yo, cowboy coffee.
One more time.
Cowboy coffee,
two fistfuls to the pot.
Cowboy coffee,
think I'll have another shot. Put my back up in the saddle, heading around those doggies up. Yippee-ki-yay, yippee-ki-yo, cowboy coffee, I gotta go. Yippee-ki-yay, yippee-ki-yo, cowboy coffee, get me jump. Yippee-ki-yay, yippee-ki-yo, cowboy coffee, one more time. Yippee-ki-yay, yippee-ki-yo, cowboy coffee.
Heading back to the ranch, gonna check up on the cattle. Been dancing all night to the big basement, swinging my lady, singing him songs. I gotta get home early, cause we're feeding dawn. When the bell rings, I'll be first in line. I ain't one to miss cowboy breakfast time. Biscuits and gravy, bacon on the side, eggs over easy, beans refried, chili verde salsa, mix a mighty fine eating. Dress up kids for its son to go to meeting. If there's a biscuit left, pass me the jailer. I ain't gonna lie, I'm a biscuit loving fella. Hot or cold, hard or old, even been known to scrape kids for its son to go to mating. Kids for its son to go to meeting. Jeller on the biscuits, mighty fine eating.
Are you feeling hungry yet? Listen to Cowboy Breakfast, Cowboy Coffee. This is Cowboy Tracks, and we're going to go on here with Red Siegel. This is called Sourdough, Beef Steak, and Beans.
My friend Buster Welch and I still live 100 years ago, and every spring Buster takes his chuck wagon out where you can't see a high line wire or a security light or a fence post. Don't allow any kind of vehicular traffic into the camp. And we play cowboy, but we get the work done. One morning in particular, we were down on this big creek, and it was just getting daylight. Rode under some big cottonwood trees and we're looking out through that tall grass, and all of a sudden a big golden eagle flew out of the top of that tree and like to scare us both to death. I wrote this poem the next day. It's called Sourdough, Beef Steak, and Beans. Well, the top of my tarp sure is heavy this morning. Boy, these Pendleton blankets feel nice. It's a good thing I stuck all my clothes in my bedroll, because the canvas is covered with ice. And I just stuck my hand out from under the covers. The morning air sure has a bite. It was warm as September when I went to bed. Must have blowed up a norther last night. A coosie's been rattling him oven since 4. Horse wrangler's ready to ride, and I hear Buster and Bubba out there thrashing around. And I could get up if I tried, but it's nice to just lay here in my warm canvas world and know that I'm one lucky man to be able to do what I love to do most. I'm a genuine working cowhand. Yesterday I was riding old Toby, and I was relaxed with my hands on my knees, but I sure come alive when that big golden eagle flew out of a cottonwood tree. And it sure was a sight when he took to the wing, caused me and old Toby to stop and watch as the currents carried him out across the canyon, where he lit in a cedar on top. As right after sunup, we jumped an old maverick. Well, I throwed at his horns, and it stuck. And when Toby sat down, he hit the end of my line. It felt like we had roped us a truck. And he turned around and faced us a paw on the ground, and I thought, boy, this is my lucky day. And then he run up my rope like he was going to water. We was dodging him every which way, and he come alongside and hooked a horn in my back cinch. And for a minute, I thought he had won. But Tobe didn't booger. He stayed right in stride till I got the buckle undone. I was tied hard and fast, but I finally shook loose, and I snubbed him and left him all night. I'll lead him in when we drive down that canyon. By this morning, he's run out of fight. I'll have the wagon boss catch me old Peppy this morning. And I know when I tighten my cack, I better grab a deep seat, because he'll buck like a colt. Takes a good hand to stay on his back. And you know, I don't understand why a cold, frosty morning makes a gentle horse break plumb in two. And nothing feels worse than to land on your face and have your buddies all laughing at you. You know, I had a choice. Could have gone off to college. So you probably think I'm a fool. But out here, I'm happy and I feel more alive. And they don't teach you the cowboy in school. And out here, a man's word means he'll do what he says. And they don't make excuses for youth. And they ain't a bed in our bunkhouse for a puncher who steals or for one who can't tell the truth. So you know why I do this? 'Cause it's my way of life. I'm at home in my wild rag and jeans, and I ain't got no stomach for fancy French foods. Make mine sourdough, beefsteak, and beans. Well, the wrangler just come in from jingling the horses, and him and Coosie are having a cup. Ah, the smell of that coffee is coming right through the canvas. Guess I better get dressed and get up.
Got the herd bedded for the night, my work's done for the day. I ride up to where we are camped, about a quarter mile away. Oh, a pot of coffee's brewing, beans and bacon smell real fine. As I climb down from my cow pony to rest them bones of mine. Well, the trail boss comes up to me, says, "What are you doing here? Don't you know it's your turn to stand guard, so get out there with them steers. You can wait and have your victuals when your night watch is all through. So forget about your coffee, 'cause a storm's starting to brew. Old cold coffee, I know that's what I'll get. Some old burnt beans, some bacon fat, and old dried out biscuit. Old cold coffee, this is my day to lose. I'm just a lonesome cowboy, got the old cold coffee blues." Well, I get back where the cattle are and the thunder rolls around. I left my slicker back at camp as the rain starts pouring down. Well, I get chilled deep down in my bones and the wind blows in my face. As I wait for 3 long hours more for someone to take my place. Well, the moon finally comes back inside, my relief rides down the hill. And as I ride back up to camp, hope there's some grub left still. Well, the fire's nearly burned itself out and the coffee's getting cold. The beans were left out in the rain and the biscuits growing mold. Old cold coffee, I know that's what I'll get. Some old burnt beans, some bacon fat, and an old dried out biscuit. Old cold coffee, this is my day to lose. I'm just a lonesome cowboy, got the old cold coffee blues. Well, the cookie comes along and says, "Why on earth were you so late? Now hurry up and eat your grub and don't forget to wash your plate." Well, I guess this just wasn't my day, and there's one thing that's true. When things go wrong, they sure go wrong. Got the old cold coffee blue. Old cold coffee, I know that's what I'll get. Some old burnt beans, some bacon fat, and an old dried out biscuit. Old cold coffee, this is my day to lose. I'm just a lonesome cowboy, got the old cold coffee blue. O-de-lay, o-de-lay, yay, o-de-lay.
Let me catch you up here. That was the High Country Cowboys, Old Cold Coffee. Red Steagall, before that, Sourdough, Beefsteak, and Beans. Before that was Doug Moreland with Cowboy Breakfast and Shake Russell Cowboy Coffee. This is KDRT, and we are a non-commercial community radio station, and we are an oasis in the cultural desert that is Consolidated Mainstream Media. Low-power FM stations like KDRT offer a platform for content and for viewpoints that are consistently overlooked by commercial media. If you'd like to add your voice to the KDRT community, either behind the mic or behind the scenes, please reach out to info@kdrt.org. Here's a poem from Laura Lee Northcott's latest album, released in 2018. This one is called Dutch Oven Cooking.
I ask you to reflect a moment on the lowly cooking pot, the Dutch oven beside the campfire, homely in its spot. Charred and heavy, it sits upon the ground, but it gives hungry diners a place to stand around. The French called it the casserole. The colonials have them too. The Mormons on their western trek, the chuck wagon for the crew. Europeans call it broadbon. The Australian, boudoui. In every culture, in every era, on this pot, we all agree. Well, way up in the mountains, the dark is falling down. The cook tent is too busy, no place to stand around. So outside by the fire, one dish is being made, while the watchers share their stories and the tales are on parade. For the fire is a place to ponder, ideas there collect, and bonds are built just by the gather. These are times you don't forget. Darkness falls, sparks appear, the quiet oven still. Excitement's in the air of our tummies soon to fill. Now you may think this ugly pot isn't much of a player, but in adventures, it provides an essential layer. For as long as there have been humans, they've waited for the meal. And the waiting and the gather give the dinner more appeal. I think of it as a crucible, a transformation, and a gift. For the individuals feel a subtle collective shift. So as we wait, anticipation is our joy, and we are closer and we are smarter for this pot that we employ.
Way out west, in a cow can, there's a fella, once was a top hand. Now his punching days are over. He cooks for the hands and the drovers, while he's a bacon and a boiling, washing dishes and a toiling. He's a singing out this ditty in a voice that's all gravel and gritty. Oh, the chuck wagon waltz, the chuck wagon waltz. He wrestles the pots in time with the course. That chuck wagon waltz, the chuck wagon waltz. When he's singing, the chuck wagon waltz. Singing sourdough biscuits, little do they know he's a fixin' beef brisket. Back at camp, the cowhands is waiting for the brisket that camp cook he's making. While their innards are growling in time with that tune he's a howling. Oh, the chuck wagon waltz, the chuck wagon waltz. He wrestles the pots in time with the chorus.
horse, that chuck wagon waltz. The chuck wagon waltz when he's singing the chuck wagon waltz. Ho-de-dee-de-dee, ho-de-dee-de-dee.
Up with Pillsbury's best, cracking one cackleberry from old mother chicken's nest. Little clabber girl powder will make the biscuits rise, then a scoop of larder butter like it do for your pies. Throw in a palm of sugar with a spoon of salt and mix, with just enough of that there can melt to make it all stick. Then roll and punch your biscuits, throw them on a baking sheet. It's time to stoke up the old oven now, cause you'll need lots of heat for your biscuits and gravy. It's the true cowboy cuisine, and if I get to heaven and they let me through the gates, they'll probably keep me busy just filling Angel's plates up with my biscuits and gravy. Now it's time to grab some sausage or chorizo if you could, and toss it in cast iron and fry it up real good. Then to the meat add flour, juice off up that grease and brown. Now pour a bunch of moo juice in and boil it all down. Gob a bunch of pepper on, a little salt to taste. I guarantee you none of it is gonna go to waste. Your fancy chuck like souffle ain't near to what I got, so pile it on your plate, boys, and get her while she's hot.
Let's get some gravy.
It's Ambrosia's flavory.
Let's get some gravy.
It's gonna make you wanna sing. If I get to heaven and they let me through the gates, they'll make me top hand angel just filling St. Pete's plate up with my biscuits and gravy. First we'll thank the cook, and then we'll thank that pig, and then we'll bow our heads and we'll thank Mr. Big. And then we'll grab a fork up, open our mouths wide to fill that big old void that we all got deep inside with my biscuits and gravy. It's fiddles fit for kings. It's a real cowboy cuisine. And when I get to heaven and they've let me through the gates, I'll put the devil out of business by tempting sinners straight with my biscuits and gravy. I said biscuits and gravy.
Biscuits and gravy, Waddy Mitchell. And we heard Sourdough Slim, Chuck Wagon Waltz, Laura Lee Northcott, Dutch Oven Cooking. We're listening to songs about food in the Old and the New West. Here comes Andy Hedges.
How are you there, cowboy? I hope you are well. Just light from your saddle and rest for a spell. Here are the makings, so roll you a smoke. You're just out of town and I'll bet you are broke. You look like old hunger's been riding you hard. So sit down and eat, boy, you're welcome, old pard. I spent a lot of years a-riding the range, but now I'm a-wrestling these pots for a change. Well, I ain't no chef like old Del Monico, but I savvy's the mixins of old sourdough. I sorts all the big rocks right out of the beans, and I don't wipe the frying pans off on my jeans. My chuck is all right, and the wagon keeps neat. If you don't like my cooking, you don't have to eat. Oh, I'm the pot wrestler, but I ain't no dub. I'm close to my bed, and I'm close to the grub. I'm a little bit old and I don't want no truck with horn hooking cattle nor horses that buck. I've rode a long time and my legs is all bowed. I've got to the age where I'm easily throwed. I've got the rheumatics and my hands is all burnt. My joints is all stiff and my belly's all churned. Now I'm a pot wrestler, you're hearing me shout. So come on and get it before I throw it out. You fellers rope steers to down 'em and tie 'em. Then I come along to skin 'em and fry 'em. I got 40 a month and the cooking to do. So I guess I'm all through being a wild buckaroo. When you punchers is out in the blizzard and storm, I'm close to the fire where I can stay warm. So go do your riding, you wild galoots, and I'll wrestle these pots, you can bet your damn boots.
Andy Hedges, Pot Wrestler. We've been listening to songs and poems about cowboy meals on the trail in the Old West. Upcoming, we've got a few tunes about food of the Gold Rush miners from the 1850s. You know, there was a real popular food that was a daily staple, sourdough bread. But also well known by California prospectors was the Hangtown Fry. Hangtown was a Gold Rush town. It's about an hour east of Sacramento, and it's now called Sacramento, now called Placerville. The Hangtown Fry is named after that place, and a Hangtown Fry is an omelet of egg, bacon, and oysters.
Let me tell you, clampers, how it all begun. Well, it's Texas Swifty, 1851, at the El Dorado, with a story to tell. They call it Hangtown then, call it Placerville now. Struck the load, and it ain't no joke. He pulled a 1 pound nugget from his leather poke. Well, I'm a hungry miner, been living on beans. Cook up the most expensive food that you're offering. You can ease in some eggs, big slice of bacon, slip in the oysters, get that pan to shaking. Roll them up, flip that omelet to the sky. You got the Hangtown Fry. The Hangtown Fry. Justice when you play it loose. It's a dance with Satan from a hangman's noose. And when desperados choose to kill and steal, they order this concoction for a last meal. Easing some eggs, big slice of bacon, slip in the oysters and get that pan to shaking. Roll them up and flip that omelet to the sky. You got the Hangtown Fry. The Hangtown Fry. Easing some eggs, big slice of bacon, slip in the oysters, get that pan to shaking. Roll them up and flip that omelet to the sky. You got the Hangtown Fry. Hangtown Fry.
Got that Hangtown Fry, John Malcolm Penn.
Hold.
In the early days of the gold rush, it was lots of individual prospectors panning in streams and riverbeds. But over time, mining became a bigger business, and the mines started going deep into the mountains. The miners, who would work underground for many, 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 many hours, would bring Cornish pasties with them. And Cornish pasties are meat and vegetable pies wrapped in dough. And you can still get some of these up in Grass Valley and Nevada City areas of California. And they're very tasty. Anyhow, this song is called Ode to the Pasty. And even though the song takes place in Michigan, it's still applicable to the miners of the Sierra Nevada.
Life can be cruel and quite disappointing when you just want to keep the whole world away. Lie in your bed, covers up to your head, and watch mindless game shows on TV all day. And you dream of the comfort foods your mother made you, like cheese and macaroni, oh, such memories. Rice pudding, hot chocolate, her mashed potatoes, but for some there is one thing even better than these. Oh, here's to the pasty, the king of meat pies. They're tasty and filling and just the right size to stay strong and healthy, eat one every day. So here's to the pasty, yeah, eh. Now you won't find the pasty in big fancy restaurants. The pasty's not trendy and never will be. They're not served with flair by some chef named Pierre, with truffle-scented oil drizzled delicately. And sausage and peppers are not in a pasty. That would be pizza. Now pasty's not hard. Just beef and potato, onion, rutabaga, rolled up in a crust 95% lard. Oh, here's to the pasty, the king of meat pies. They're tasty and filling and just the right size to stay strong and healthy, eat one every day. So here's to the pasty, yeah, eh. In the wilds of Michigan's Upper Peninsula, when the snow flies in mid-afternoon is like night, with days dark and dreary, you need something cheery, and a good fresh hot pasty will just put you right. And when you are full, if you have one left over, you could leave it out for the bears, but instead, keep it in your tackle box. It will come in handy when you patch up the holes in your ice fishing shed. Oh, here's to the pasty, the king of meat pies. They're tasty and filling and just the right size to stay strong and healthy, eat one every day. So here's to the pasty, yeah, eh. Oh, here's to the pasty, the king of meat pies. They're tasty and filling and just the right size to stay strong and healthy, eat one every day. So here's to the pasty, yeah, eh.
Ode to the Pasty, Kitty Donahoe. You're listening to KDRT 95.7 FM, Davis, California. This is the Cowboy Track Show, and we're doing a special today on foods of the Old and the New West. I'd like to tell you a little bit about Tree Davis. We know that trees improve air and water quality. They lower city infrastructure costs, and they cool our summer temperatures, and they reduce energy demands that way. Tree Davis is working to keep Davis green, clean, and cool by enhancing and expanding our own urban forest. For more information, including obtaining tree planting guides and finding out about volunteer opportunities, you can visit treedavis.org. So we've been listening to songs of the Old West related to food. Now we're going to move our food musical history forward about 150 years. Here's Dave Stamey with At the Truck Stop.
A wild-eyed prophet from the desert wanders in, Bible verses painted on his van. There's a girl in cutoffs out in the ride. Got a tattoo of a flower on her hand. And this coffee, strong enough to take the paint off your Chevy. Magazines on the rack by the door. A bright smear of neon in a warm desert night, where coyotes don't howl anymore. At the truck stop, here at exit 39. At the truck stop, hear that traffic whine. It's the traveler's code. You can't drive forever, you gotta pull off the road. At the truck stop, there's a fresh coat of asphalt on the parking lot outside. Trucks coming in from everywhere. Now the bumps are self-serve, please insert your car. Diesel smoke hangs in the air. The lady at the counter selling cigarettes, she's smiling, trying to look cheery. And the dreams of the travelers get stacked up by the door as they stumble in gritty-eyed and weary. At the truck stop, everybody winds up here. At the truck stop, we sell bandages and beer. It's the traveler's code. Can't drive forever, you gotta pull off the road. At the truck stop. Well, the girl in cutoffs finally scores a ride with a long-haul trucker from Reno. 20 minutes later, her daddy rolls in. He's chased her all the way from Encino. Sometimes I think the highway is alive. It's a beast that never stops growling. And we're here for the poor souls who ride upon its back. And we're open 24 hours at the truck stop. Here at exit 39, at the truck stop, I hear that traffic whine. It's the traveler's code. You can't drive forever, you gotta pull off the road. At the truck stop, everybody winds up here. At the truck stop, we sell bandages and traveler's code. You can't run forever, you gotta pull off the road. At the truck stop. At the truck stop. At the truck stop.
Just a young boy playing in the fields. My mama'd go out on the porch and call me for a meal. I'd drag my feet and skip a rock, make believe until I remembered what was cooling up there on that windowsill. It was a sweet, sweet Marionberry pie. There ain't nothing better underneath this big old western sky. It's like manna from heaven. I would lay down and die for some sweet Marionberry pie. Hurry to the table, better not be late. I'd be one of many
fixed on cleaning up my plate. Like little kids at Christmas, we'd gather old and young, yearning for the moment when that first bite hit our tongue. It was a sweet, sweet Marionberry pie. There ain't nothing better underneath this big old western sky. It's like manna from heaven. I would lay down and die for some sweet Marionberry pie. Berries in the morning she began. She worked her magic with my grandma's wooden rolling pin. Long about mid-afternoon, smell the baking dough. She did it all from memory, and there before you'd know, there was a sweet, sweet Marionberry pie. There ain't nothing better underneath this big old western sky. It's like manna from heaven. I would lay down and die. Sweet Marionberry pie. Sweet, sweet Marionberry pie. There ain't nothing better underneath this big old western sky. It's like manna from heaven. I would lay down and die for some sweet Marionberry pie.
Antioxidants, omega-3s. Supper on the trail ain't what it used to be. There's couscous in the cupboard and Indian head, lentils, chickpeas, artisan bread, whole wheat flour that's gluten-free. Extra virgin, can you explain that to me? There's sun-dried tomatoes, quinoa, of course, bags of granola, I fed it to my horse, from research scientists and volunteers, and undergrad students coming out your ears. Antioxidants, omega-3s, supper on the trail ain't what it used to be. Antioxidants, omega-3s, the supper on the trail ain't what it used to be. There's echinacea and pinto beans, goji berries, caraway seeds, veggie chili and a quiche Lorraine. Pass the butter if it's all the same. They got antioxidants, omega-3s, supper on the trail ain't what it used to be. Antioxidants, omega-3s, supper on the trail ain't what it used to be. Give me a steak and potato and a can of corn. Pancakes and bacon will get you around the horn. Cowboy coffee and a couple toothpicks. The jerky in your saddlebag will do the trick. There's antioxidants, omega-3s. Supper on the trail ain't what it used to be. Antioxidants, omega-3s. The supper on the trail ain't what it used to be. Antioxidants, omega-3s, supper on the trail ain't what it used to be. Antioxidants, omega-3s, the supper on the trail ain't what it used to be. Antioxidants, omega-3s, supper on the trail ain't what it used to be.
When us cowboys see a shooting star, the Lone Ranger's missed again, we'll say. His aim is off by light years. His silver bullet's gone astray. He's drinking too much Chuck Wagon Joe. That old Java makes him shake. He ought to brew some Starbucks for heaven's western sake. 'Cause when a star bucks across the sky, I'll tell you that it means old cowboys savvied cattle brands. But today we know our beans.
Paul Zarzisky, Starbucks. And we also heard the Wardens, Supper on the Trail. The Oregon Valley Boys with Marion Berry Pie and Dave Stamey at the Truck Stop. There's a show on KDIRT called The Folk Brothers. The Folk Brothers are Bill and Peter, who explore an eclectic range of music, including traditional folk of the British Isles and the U.S., contemporary singer-songwriters on both sides of the Atlantic, and some American roots music, plus some of its lesser-known offshoots. And they've been known to play cowboy tune here and there. Tune in live Wednesday mornings, 10 to 11 a.m. on KDRT. Or for replay times, visit kdrt.org and click the Schedule tab. Continuing our Cowboy Breakfast episode today, let's hear from Jim Jones.
Tractor broke down, boss sent me to town to pick up some rods for the welder. It was rainy and cold, I was needing a jolt to that caffeinated hangover helper. I saw a sign with a cup, so I parked the truck, a place named for celebrity deer. Starbucks. It was the middle of the day. Folks were typing away and talking up storms on their cell phones. There's nobody I knew to give a how do you do. And the music wasn't Haggard or George Jones. Then a teenage girl with bright purple curls said Frappuccino is half price today. I said, no ma'am. I want black, hot, and certainly not a Prince or mocha or latte. Pour it into my mug and fill it all the way up. I just want some cowboy coffee. She said, if you like something nice, we got iced pumpkin spice or maybe espresso con pana. The cafe nisto we've got is served really hot, so try not to spill any on ya. And if you buy a CD, you get a brand muffin free. Why, that's John Tesh who's playing right now. I said, no ma'am. I want black, hot, and certainly not a Prince on mocha or latte. Pour it into my mug and fill it all the way up. I just want some cowboy coffee. Well, it was easy to see she had nothing for me, so I walked on down to the hard way. And from the back room I could smell sweet perfume. It buckled my knees what I found there. Old Bob had a pot It was bubbling hot, and a line of cowboys out the door. 'Cause it was black, hot, and certainly not for prints on mocha or latte. I held out my mug and old Bob filled her up. Finally got my cowboy coffee, and Bob charged me for my cowboy coffee.
$5 for my cowboy coffee. Reckon I might have one of them bran muffins after all.
Morning coffee, gets you on your feet. Eggs, bacon, and biscuits, raspberry jam, so sweet. Makes you want to get outside, the day's chores gladly neat. Morning coffee, gets you on your feet. Now some folks hate the morning and hate getting out of bed. They would curse the sunrise and roll over instead of getting up to meet the day with a smile upon their lips. Smell the morning coffee as it slowly drips. Morning coffee, gets you on your feet. Eggs, bacon, and biscuits, raspberry jam, so sweet. Makes you want to get outside, the day's chores gladly meet. Morning coffee, gets you on your feet. Many things are used to make it strong or make it sweet. For me, a little shot of whiskey helps me find my feet. Sitting at the table with my hands around a mug, the food's put on the table as I take another slug. Makes me glad to be alive and living every day. That's why you see me smiling and you hear me say, morning coffee gets you on your feet. Eggs, bacon, and biscuits, raspberry jam, so sweet. Makes you want to get outside, day's chores gladly meet. Morning coffee, cowboy coffee, gets you on your feet. Morning coffee, cowboy coffee, gets you on your feet.
Morning Coffee, Richard Martin. And before that, Cowboy Coffee, Jim Jones. Well, we're about to wrap up today's special on cowboy breakfast. Hope you've got yourself a nice big cup of cowboy coffee. Thanks for listening, and I hope you'll tune in again next week. If you want to learn more about the show, you can visit our Cowboy Tracks page on Facebook, or you can go to kdrt.org. Also, if you'd like to write to me, you can email me at cowboytracks2@gmail.com. We're going to finish off today with Craig Riley, a nice instrumental called Cowboy Coffee. Happy trails to you. Until next time.